Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. You don't know Jack. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Are you ready for some good millennial cringy culture gossip right now?
As a very young millennial.
Yeah, as a baby millennial.
This is going to be relatable content.
Yeah, very good, very good.
For sure.
I'm happy you're excited. When I say PowerPoint, what does it evoke to? For me, it's like Office.
Office, like Excel.
Office Core.
Yeah, Excel, PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. It's just a... I don't know how dated or outdated it is, but I feel like it's like, you know, boring graphs and charts.
Not anymore. So I've heard of what's we're going to talk about today years and years ago, but it's come up again for some reasons that we'll get into. So there is a PowerPoint out there. It's 30 pages long, a PowerPoint page. So it's got bullet points. I'm going to show it to you in a moment about the relationship between Lorde, the pop star, and Jack Antonoff, the star producer, kind of a thing. And it is comprehensive.
Bleachers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fun? Yeah.
Period?
Yeah. I thought it was an exclamation point, but you're right. It is a period.
It's just a period.
Yeah.
Fun. So the year was 2018 when a Lorde fan with the handle BuzzKillery on Twitter posted a 30-page PowerPoint entitled Lorde and Jack Antonoff, An Emotionally Broken Journey. Just take a look at this PowerPoint. Just peruse it. There's a lot going on. You're looking through the pages. There's a disclaimer. There is an executive summary. There are the key players we talk about here. There is dictionary terminology. There are the audacity. There are chat points. There are heteronormativity commentaries. There are Green Light Part 2, Sober, the songs. So those are the songs they're dissecting. Lena Dunham is up in this. Yeah. We'll talk about why.
Taylor Swift, a minor player. Interesting.
She hates that. Yeah. She hates being called that.
One.
No, she wants to be major player. What are your thoughts just kind of looking through this?
It is very, like, there's not a lot of, like, pizzazz, which makes it more... intense.
I love that.
Yeah, it's just
no
very,
fucking
like,
cut
yeah,
the
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
cut it's the like, shit. Let's talk Lorde.
Let's solve this crime.
Yeah, let's talk Lorde's mom. Let's talk Antonoff. Let's talk New York circa 2015.
Ooh, yeah,
it's pretty good. And it's okay. So it's very funny. It's very humorously written. It's long. It's comprehensive. It's theoretical, but most importantly, in the presentation, BuzzKillery shared her theory that Jack Antonoff had an emotional and maybe physical affair with the teenage Lorde while producing her 2017 second album, Melodrama. The PowerPoint cites lyrics to Lorde's Green Light and Sober as proof, as well as onstage interactions and flirty paparazzi photos. According to the PowerPoint, the alleged affair began when Lorde moved into Jack and Lena Dunham's Brooklyn apartment they were dating at the time in 2015 while they worked on the album. By December 2017, Jack and Lena Dunham had split up. Do you remember this part? I feel like it was very...
No, but I now I'm remembering that they dated.
It was real millennial. Yeah. It was peak, cringy, elder millennial activity. In the 8 years since, I have kind of forgotten about the PowerPoint, and it's become kind of an artifact of what Twitter used to be. Fun. It also remained largely unproven, that is, until Lena Dunham's new memoir, Fame Sick, was published in April. She basically confirms the PowerPoint in her very confessional writing, that she was fucking suspicious of Antonoff's closeness to an unnamed teen pop star, and that contributed to their breakup. In Fame Sick, she writes about FaceTiming Jack while visiting her dying grandmother in the hospital in the summer of 2016 to find him, quote, in the recording studio in our apartment where he was ensconced with a teen pop star that she was too oblivious to be jealous of. She wrote that he spent most of his days that summer, quote, locked in a room with a teen pop star whose needs seemed as massive and complex as my own. When Lena later suggested to her boyfriend that the relationship with the singer was striking an odd note and that she was wanting something from him that he couldn't give, he apparently told her, quote, "You're just mad because she didn't want to be your friend." Lena Dunham had some health issues at the time related to her endometriosis, which she talks about in the book. I have not read the book myself, but she has done a lot of press around this issue. And she also, during this time, during her health struggles, recalls that Lord called her Aunt Lena while she was living in her house and possibly having a relationship with her boyfriend. Then things get really meta, okay? Lena Dunham actually references the PowerPoint in Famesick in her memoir. She explained that she had, quote, observed careful boundaries in her relationship with Jack, apart from the occasional healthy flirting. Quote, "If I wanted to look, perhaps I may have seen that Jack was not observing them as closely as I was," she wrote. "I wasn't paying attention, but the internet sure was, and they made some pretty amazing PowerPoints on the issue. So convincing, they had me rethinking events that I myself had been present for." It's the internet turning in on itself, being made into a book. Lena Dunham revealed that she'd actually reached out to the maker of this PowerPoint herself in a weak moment. In the book, she says, the PowerPoint maker, quote, "immediately asked if I wanted to go on her podcast." She wrote, "I did not."